April 9th, 2008. My name is Farah Salman at the University of Richmond. This is my third podcast on children's books for math. Today, the book I have chosen is Chimp Math by Anne Whitehead Nugda and Cindy Bickel. Chimp Math is a nonfiction book that depicts the growth of an adorable baby chimpanzee at the Denver Zoo. Vivid photos of the playful chimp coupled with numerous facts about his weight, diet, and routine attract the reader right away. Two pictures that I especially like are Jigs the baby chimpanzee in his diaper and t-shirt that says, "I'm wild and wonderful," hanging on an iron frame, and the other where he's feeding a baby jaguar his friend with a bottle. The educational characteristic of the book, however, is the author's use of clocks, calendars, and timelines to show the development of Jigs. These features have made this book a great resource to use in math class for grades 2nd through 5th. Time is not a tangible phenomena, thus it is difficult to see its connection in life as well as measure it. Through the true story of Jigs, young students will certainly note the role that time plays in growing up and understand the concept of an hour, a day, a week, a month, and a year. The book is written in a way that one may choose to read the right side pages and just enjoy the true story of Jigs, the baby chimpanzee. On the other hand, reading the left side pages, it can be used in many math lessons on time in elementary grades. On page 10, the authors show the feeding times, mentioning a.m. and p.m. Page 12 gives a bar graph showing growth progress in weeks. Page 20 discusses the idea of 24-hour clock or military time. Teachers can integrate the book into reading, science, and math. A dual assignment in writing and math can be easily done. As a dual assignment in writing and math, students may create a timeline of their own life by interviewing their parents. They can also be asked to figure out elapsed time as they study the details of the chimp's routine of sample days. For example, on page 20, his daily chart reads, 7:05 a.m. he ate 2 ounces of banana and began watching TV. At 10:20 a.m. he ate cereal, drank 3 ounces of milk, and played with his chimp doll. Thus, how long did he watch TV? Page 14 can be used for calendar activities. Teachers can even arrange a zoo field trip and have children interview a caretaker of their local zoo about the timings and schedules of a particular animal. Since most young children have a genuine interest in animals, Anne Whitehead has built on that and has other books that base on a true animal story and teach another math concept like graphs or fractions. Panda Math, Tiger Math, and Polar Bear Math are some of the titles in this regard. Overall, Chimp Math can serve as a good resource for the elementary teacher. For more information on Anne Whitehead, please visit her website at www.annnugda.com/books.htm. Thank you and goodbye.